Thank you for coming to our very informal book launch. We're doing a series of book events all of this month, so in support of my collected stories, which is my first reading book in my entire career. So we'd like to start. Thank you all for coming again, and we'd like to start by doing a Q&A. This is my friend Deo, who has prepared some questions, and later on, I hope you will ask questions as well. So,
what was an early experience where you learned that language had power?
Where I learned that language had power? Well, I can tell you that in St. Teresa's, where I went to grade school, there was this rule that you could not be an honor student if you got a low grade in if you didn't get a very satisfactory or O rating in PE, which has always been my worst subject, you could not be an honor student. And so I was always struggling with PE because I've always believed that if the teacher says jump or run around, I have the option to say no, I don't want to, because I've always hated sweat. But anyway, my PE teacher knew that I hated PE, and I did not hide the fact that I hated PE. And so she liked to lecture me in front of the other people. And she said, well, you know, if you want to be an honor student, it's up for you. You know, it's really up for you. And she kept saying it's up for you. And finally, I couldn't help it anymore. I said, it's up to you, which did not endear me to the PE teacher anymore. But then I realized that, you know, in grade school, because in St. Teresa's, we were all really sticklers for grammar, so we really went around correcting each other. But in the outside world, people are not as eager to be corrected.
Okay, so this is a collection of your books, other previously published books. And about the writing process. Does writing energize or exhaust you?
Oh, no. I feel that if I don't write, there's really no point in living. So recently, because I have the habit of signing books backwards, which is because a very paranoid friend once pointed out, do you sign your checks the same way that you sign books? And I said, yeah. You know, if you sign your books the same way you sign official documents, then you're easily forgeable. And then I have very, very St. Teresa's handwriting, you can be forged. So I thought, yeah. And so I started practicing how to do mirror writing. I've always written backwards, and I perfected the skill in college, because I was a comparative lit major and had to sit through many boring lectures. So I got really good at mirror writing. And recently, the reason for this, it's not like an era homage, but because I got a bunch of books, I said, okay, I'm going to pre-sign them, so when I go to an event, you know, I can just chat people up instead of signing. And so after about the 100th thing that I signed backwards, my wrist began to hurt. And I said, no, because I've always written longhand. I said, I realized that there's a difference between writing on a keyboard and writing longhand, because when you write longhand, your mind goes to strange places, and then you have to pull it back. On the other hand, with a keyboard, you have to hurry, and I've always associated a keyboard with a deadline, which is what I learned from writing 3 columns a week for many years. And so I thought that I had carpal tunnel syndrome, and I said, no, my writing career is over, because I couldn't write. But fortunately, it got better, and the secret is Luya. I have told my friends this: you take some ginger, you boil it, you crush it, and then you put it on the pinched nerve, and you tie it to the hand, and it gets very hot, and then you feel better. And now I have forgotten the question. Whether writing exhausts or energizes me. Oh yeah, so obviously it's what I live for, which is why when I meet people, I suppose are well-meaning people, and then because they don't, if you have always written a column and people don't see your byline in the papers anymore, people just assume that you have moved to another country. I think this is true for most writers. And so whenever I run into people and they say, do you still write? I must restrain myself from punching them in the face. Because if I didn't write, what the hell am I going to do, right? So that's it. If I can't write anymore, there would pretty much be no point in living, which I feel is very bleak. But then today is the first death anniversary of my favorite cat, Safi. She was 18 when she passed away last year. And of course, she makes everything about her, including my book launch.
And talking about publishing, how did publishing your first book, because we all know that your very first one was Twisted.
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It wasn't, because when it
was oh, right, Manan and Brad, of course, yes. No, I mean, but the first collected column articles that you had were all collected in Twisted One, right?
And yes.
Prior to that, how did publishing your first book change your process of writing? Like, I guess you wouldn't say that you would consider, that you ever considered writing under a pseudonym?
No, I feel that the best thing my parents gave me was a name that everybody assumes is an invention, like a pseudonym. I have been asked many times, is that your real name or is that some kind of screen name? I'm like, yeah, like, because I'm at ESPAC, so I have to, you know, go by another name. But no, this is my real name. And so my very first book was Manila Not There Rises Manila. I am fortunate in that. Where's the first one from? I'm fortunate that back in grade school, I already knew that I wanted to be a writer. So from grade school onwards, I had always been thinking of ways to somehow be a writer and make a living on it, which to this day is really difficult. But anyway, I started out by freelancing for magazines, and then I started occasionally newspapers, and then I wrote a short story, and just spur of the moment, I joined the Palaka Awards, and completely forgot about it. See, that's the advantage. If you join a contest and you forget about it, you get, when I got the telegram, I was shocked, now, oh right, I joined that. And so, this was back in ancient times when people communicated by telegram, which, if you're very young, is a piece of paper. with communication said as briefly as possible because people paid for work. And so he said, oh, I won the Palaka. And the great thing about winning an award is that you suddenly have a personality that you can take to book publishers. And I remember so at the Palaka Awards, I met Karina Bolasco, who was then the publishing manager of Anvil Publishing. And she said, well, great, you know, you publish your short stories. And I did already have a collection of short stories, which I had written. I had started writing in college, and then was refining over the years. And that became my first book, Manila Got Terrorized in Manila. And afterwards, I realized, from the sale of the book, which were not bad, I realized that you can't make a living from writing short stories. And around that time, Abe Florendo was organizing the lifestyle section of a new newspaper, and I had contributed articles to Metro, and he said, would you like to go on column? I said, do I get paid for that? And he said, yes. And so it became my job. I started writing a column, which sort of, you know, became my life, because three deadlines a week means that I realized that the difference between writing a short story or a novel and writing a column is that with a column you have to write it fast and give it in. But with a novel or a short story, you have to have some sort of momentum going. And the difficulty in writing fiction is that if you're still writing a column, is that when your momentum is going, then you remember, oh no, it's my deadline 5 minutes ago, you have to stop, and then write your column. And so when you start writing your short story or novel again, you have to build up to the momentum, and then, oh no, my deadline is 5 minutes ago, stop there. So because this is 3 years ago when I decided that, when I realized to my horror that I had reached an advanced age without having written a novel, I just dropped column writing altogether and wrote a novel. And so now I think of myself more as a fictionist than a columnist. Although my previous editors, The Star and other publications, they keep trying to, kind of rope me back into column writing, but well, occasionally, because I have to promote my book, write a column, but mostly I write fiction.
So in compiling this collection, were there any surprises? Did you find that you have like a favorite story?
If you have a copy of Manananggal Terrorizes Manila, which came out in 1992, and a copy of The Story So Far, which came out in 2014, and then you look at the contents of that, and then you look at the contents of this book, there are a couple of stories that I took out because I can't stand to admit that I wrote them. I hate them, so which is reason to hang on to your copies of Manananggal Terrorizes Manila, because there's stuff there that is not in the book, because I disavow any knowledge of having written that. And there's Butch Perez, he's the director. I got the idea from Butch Perez because he has directed many movies, but some of them he won't admit to having directed. And so I got the idea from that. So I'm like, I've written many stories, some of them I won't admit to having written, and so I am sort of cleaning up my bibliography.
And yeah, you've been conducting workshops today.
Yes.
So, for aspiring writers, do you have like any advice? And where do you get the names of your characters from?
My advice now to people who want to write is, your parents were right. As in, my parents were right. I should have gotten a proper job. and written on the side. Because what really kills love for writing is thinking about the bills, and then worrying, how am I going to pay the rent? How am I going to pay to buy my dad's organic gourmet cat food? So, especially now that the digital world has thrown publishing completely in disarray, and nobody knows what's going on. So, reconsider if you want to make writing your main income source, because you can also do it. You can also be doing a job and writing. I thought that I could write for a living and write on the side. The difficulty is that sometimes you're exhausted by the time you're writing something for yourself, as in you've already blown your good ideas on the stuff that that you have to write for a living. So there have been times when I thought I should have gotten a job that has nothing to do with writing, like digging ditches, or something that clears your head instead of something that exercises your head, so you have to do it like when you get home.
Just something for sure. I'm not sure if you can answer this, but do you have like secrets in your stories that only a few people will find?
All my stories happen to myself and to my friends. I said, it's terrible, but if you tell me anything, because I have a freakishly good memory, I will probably recycle it for a story. So it's kind of like Hannibal Lecter. You do not tell him something about your life, because he will use it, and use it, and it will become his opportunity to eat you. In my case, I'm not going to eat you, but I will write about you, which is a different kind of consumption.